Hurricane season starts June 1st. In South Texas, residents have wondered for years what such an emergency would mean for the area's undocumented immigrants. This past week, they found out. It turns out that the Border Patrol plans to conduct immigration checks as part of any evacuation. That's prompted an outcry from advocacy groups. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
During a mock evacuation last week, a local newspaper reporter snapped photos of border agents checking participants' identification. He says at first he was told to stop and leave, but then the Border Patrol confirmed this was part of the plan. Agency spokesman Dan Doty says people would be checked before boarding evacuation buses. Those found to be in the U.S. illegally would be taken to detention centers built to withstand hurricane-level winds, then, after the crisis, deported. Doty says the policy is not new and not a problem.
Our daily duties, we switch from enforcement to rescue many times every day all across the southern border. And in emergency situations, especially concerning evacuations, we can still do it, and it doesn't slow us down.
I thought it was completely ridiculous.
Celestino Gallegos is with Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. He says the plan doesn't seem the best way to conduct an evacuation.
It's reminiscent of Katrina. If FEMA couldn't do it for New Orleans, how would they be able to do it in a situation where you have to screen every single person before you're going to allow them either, one, to get on a bus, or number two, to get past the highway checkpoints on the evacuation route out of the Rio Grande Valley?
In fact, Texas state officials have long said they'd prefer the Border Patrol suspend its checks during an emergency. Catholic priest Michael Seifert is an activist in the border town of Brownsville, where he says his home is just 8 feet above sea level. He thinks the revelation of this Border Patrol policy could cause tens of thousands of people to ignore evacuation orders, including plenty of legal residents or citizens who have undocumented family members.
And, you know, you're getting on the bus with your kids and your grandma, and they suddenly don't like the papers of the grandmother, and they take her off the bus. And what are you going to do? I'm not going to go. If the Border Patrol is going to stay there and check papers, I can't leave as pastor of my parish because I know there's going to be people who don't trust them.
Not everyone's worried. The emergency management coordinator for Hidalgo County says evacuations happen 72 hours before a hurricane's first winds are felt. Plenty of time to process folks and get them to safety. And as one of his colleagues noted, if illegal immigrants are really anxious, there'd be no checkpoints heading south to Mexico. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
This is NPR News.